Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition live from Boomer Jacks of Spits and Suds. What a banger we have tonight. Thanks to all of you that are showing up and all of you that are listening. You guys are amazing. I just want to say, a few years ago, somebody came up to me and said, how's your little podcast doing? So I say to you, how's that little podcast doing tonight? That's right. Not bad. Hey, listen, Matt Rudisill is here from the On Time Experts. And the on-time experts make Spits and Suds happen. Can't say enough. You guys hear all the time that I use the on-time experts for my pipes, for my AC. Took advantage of that $59 first-time customer HVAC special. That was awesome. My pipes took care of for $99. Matt, tell us why you get involved in hockey specifically and why you're involved as far as official sponsor of the Dallas Cowboys, official partner of the Dallas Stars. How'd you guys get involved in sports?
Well, we had an opportunity to get involved with Dallas Stars. Something opened up. It's a badass team, and we've got a badass team, and we just believe that you put two really good brands together, and you get something good out of it. So this partnership's been 1 year with the Dallas Stars. We are super pumped on it. Yeah, we love our orange Zambonis. We get a kick out of it every time they're out on the ice, whether we're at the arena or whether we're at a Star Center. We get totally pumped on it. But I'll tell you, out of all the sponsorships that we have, honestly, it's like the Dallas Stars customers and the Dallas Stars fans tend to be like the most grounded, the most fun, the easiest to hang with. So we do really appreciate you guys, and thank you for having us out.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, if any of your technicians complain about a guy like pumping his fist while you guys are driving, because every time I'm driving, and I saw one today, we were driving up here and I saw the on-time experts and I'm like, there's a customer for life.
Yeah.
So if I'm a stalker, I apologize. No. But you guys do amazing work.
So you're saying our guys are pumping their fists?
No, I'm pumping my fist at them and they're like, okay, what the hell is this guy doing?
Like, that dude's excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And to me, I'm like, there's a customer for life waiting to happen.
Yes, yes.
So listen, guys, I can't say enough about the on-time experts. This event tonight is happening because of Boomer Jacks and the On Time Experts. So please, they have a booth over here and you can register to win Stars tickets as well as other great merchandise they have. And I promise you, if the On Time Experts comes to your house, you will be completely satisfied and you will be a customer for life. I say it all the time. 4.8 out of 5 stars, nearly 6,000 customers said that. That's amazing, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate you coming out. Let's give it up for Matt at the On Time Experts. All right, let's welcome. We have a panel of panels tonight. Every time I talk about the Texas Stars, love myself some Texas Stars, I get a lot of info. I always recommend that you go down to Cedar Park. When you go down to Cedar Park, you can always contact 100 Degree Hockey. And he drove up for Austin for this podcast from 100 Degree Hockey. Give it up for Steven Mazur. You can follow him online at 100 Degree Hockey. And the guy to my right, just hired at NHL.com. Heard of that website before. He also hosts StarsThoughts.com. We knew him when he was small, and now I'm surprised he's even here tonight with the ego that's developing, the greatness of Robert Tiffin. We'll have Leah Simakopoulos coming up. We'll have Sean Shapiro coming up. We are going to be here for a while. Okay. You guys know I love my lettuce from my hockey players, all right? One of the all-time favorites, a couple of people tonight said, of course you invited Cross Hannes. He's your favorite. One of my all-time favorites, the greatness of Cross Hannes. And by the way, just put up his best numbers as a Texas Star. And it wouldn't be a podcast. This was such a surprise when Cross texted me and said, all right, if Pops comes. it's time for some story time. The greatness of Trevor Hannes. Okay, I'm going to start with you, Pops, because I've been telling Cross that I'm not a great skater, but I really feel like, can I be invited to your private skate that you do? Tell me some of the names that happens at this skate, and how can we be a part of it?
Well, I know that at our rink, we do a lot of private lessons, and a lot of us coaches at Valley Ranch, we do kids all the way from like six, seven years old all the way to like 18, 19. And a lot of these guys, even at 20, 21, 22, that kind of stuff. But we ran this alumni skate that we did for basically 3 days a week all summer long. And then we had an alumni skate last night, had a really good turnout, and probably had about, Valley Ranch was about three quarters full. Yep. And
nice.
It was really good to see just a lot of kids that have gone through our program over the last, we started our program probably 2010. So it's probably been about 16 years. And we've seen a lot of kids go through our program and go on to college, Division I, and then NHL drafted. And I think now we've had about maybe 15 or 16 kids NHL drafted out of our program. But if you want a lesson, I can give you a private lesson.
Oh, can we bring the chair out so I can?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'll give you about a few minutes of the chair, and then we're putting that to the bench.
Okay, all right. Now, will you teach me how to properly drop the mitts? Because I mean, I hear that in your day. The funny thing about, as we were talking earlier, the PIMS, which means penalty minutes, were way up there, but you had some points too.
Well, I mean, that's a little deceiving on the PIMS with those numbers, because they were recording a lot of the 10-minute misconducts, so I've had a few of those. But, you know, when I played hard, and you know, if someone is going to whack me, back in the day, the game has changed a lot now today compared to it was back when I was playing juniors in the 90s and then a little bit of pro in the 2000s. But you know, it was, you have to defend for yourself a lot out there, and there was guys out there that were strictly there to cause havoc on the ice. So you know, if they're going to take a run at one of our players, you got to stick up for yourself and your teammates. So I mean, I didn't like to get into fights, but obviously it was a part of the game, and you have to drop your mitts to kind of protect yourself. So, I mean, I did it a few times a year, but that wasn't what I wanted to be known for. I did like to score goals and make plays, so those numbers were there too, but the PIMS racked up because, you know, if there's some clutching and grabbing or some whacking or some hitting, you know, slashing on the back of the knees, I was giving it back to him. So I'm going to the box too.
Did those slashing of the knees make Cross what he is today?
I don't know.
I would say that Cross, in his game, I do see resemblance in his game with my game, but he's a much better player than I was.
Not much of a fighter, though.
No. All right. Tell us, if you could, Cross, your storyline. Great year in Texas, and now you're heading to the Providence Bruins. Off season, how's it been?
Yeah, it's been a good year. Obviously, last year coming out of the Detroit Red Wings organization was a little bit different of a summer when I heard I wasn't going back there, and didn't really hear from too many teams for a while. And then it was a pretty crazy story what happened. One of the management guys for the Stars actually is one of my sister's best friend's dad. So we were at Marcus High School painting their spots for senior year, and my sister and Reese's were right next to each other. And Mr. Janko came one night when me and my brother crew over there were help painting and stuff, and we just got talking about hockey and whatever, and then ended up getting a invite like on a PTO to just come to camp and stuff and try to earn something. And so it all started by just us being there at the same time. And yeah, obviously got to earn a PTO down in Austin again, and then turned it into a contract and had a pretty good year with it. So it was a pretty cool story. And obviously being a Texas kid, it was just it was a dream come true, just kind of being back in the Victory Green like I grew up playing. And it just means a lot to me. And this past year was best year of my life. So
yeah, as we've talked before, give it up for Cross. If there wasn't that dent in the ice that night, you would have scored in that Stars exhibition game, right? because you had an open net, and I mean, no.
I'm glad you're bringing that up.
Well, listen, I'm saying I'm blaming the ice. I'm blaming the people.
Yeah, we'll blame that for sure, though.
I'm blaming not the on-time expert Zamboni, but the other Zamboni.
The other Zamboni, yeah. We'll blame it on that. Not that I just completely missed. So.
But it must have been amazing wearing that sweater and just skating around with the boys.
Dude, that was the coolest night of my life. Like, just like I said, just growing up here, going to so many Stars games growing up, just them being like watching Jamie and Seggy like my whole entire life basically, and then getting to be in a game with them at the AAC, it was so special. And like they made it all so special for me because they knew I was from here, and the equipment managers made it fun, and Jamie actually hid my helmet for warm-ups, which was pretty cool. I had to go out with him and Seggy with no helmet on. It was pretty funny, and it was a super cool time. Obviously, it was a really weird feeling preparing for a game in your own bed, if that makes sense. So and then driving downtown to the AC to play, it was kind of different. So it was really cool though.
What was it like having a guy like Steven cover you all year long?
Yeah, that was cool. That was really good. Yeah, I mean, he made us look really good. Yeah,
okay.
Really good.
I should also say, I think Cross is selling himself a little bit short in that game too, because he was fighting through an injury in that game on the bike, all second period or something like that, just to get back out there for that chance in the third.
Yeah, just a little tweak happened in the first, and couldn't really do too much on it in the second. Just kind of was getting some pictures done, and just tried to keep loose that I knew I couldn't come out of that game, obviously. It was the coolest night of my life, so I had to get back out there. I had so many people there for me, and felt like the whole building was there for me. It was just like, it was a super cool feeling, and then obviously just missed that open net, which would have been cool, but...
As a matter of fact, that night, the teams that were supposed to be practicing that night canceled practice, and they all came to the game. So,
it was about
three or four teams that had practiced that night. So it was
nice.
Cool.
Pops, tell us about the relationship with the Bilka family. This is a relationship that you've had for a long time. We're talking about Hannah Bilka, U.S. gold medalist. We've had her on Spits and Suds a couple of times.
Well, so Hannah, I've known Hannah for quite a while. I never had a chance to actually coach her. She did play with the boys when she was a lot younger, and then went off to Shattuck St. Mary's. But I have done a lot of private lessons with her and lessons with other guys, like group lessons. And she skated in our alumni skates, not this year, but the past few years. And she's just an excellent girl that has just really a good knack for the net. And she plays, what I see with her game is she just plays everything with pace. She just moves the puck quick. She's always hard on pucks. She's back checking away from the puck and stuff like that. So, and she's got a knack for the net. She's a goal scorer. And she finds the back of the net. And with her being so, you know, kind of one of the young girls there with the Olympic team and getting gold, I mean, I see her being a force for the Americans for years to come.
Nice, nice. All right, yeah, go ahead, Robert.
I'd just like to hear both of you describe in brief. I've heard Cross talk a little bit about you coaching him when he was younger, and then at a certain point, it was determined maybe that shouldn't be happening anymore. What led to that decision? Yeah.
Well, first of all, maybe I'll just push it back. So, obviously, Cross is my firstborn, and you know, I'm the hockey dad that played professionally, and now I'm coaching, and so I wanted to get him on the ice early, 3-4 years old, and kind of get him going, be that hockey dad. And he didn't take to the ice too good off the start. He was kind of, you know, I don't want to be on the ice. And then, so it took about maybe half a year. And I said, well, come on down to Houston with Dad for a weekend. I had my one hockey team, the Pee Wee team, going to Houston for a weekend. And he came down with me and he hung around the boys. They were like 12, 13, you know, in the locker room or outside the locker room or on the bench. And then I will never forget this, on the way home on I-45 coming home. He's sitting on the passenger seat, about 4.5 years old or whatever. And he looks at me and he goes, can I play hockey? And I'm like, you want to play? Are you ready? He goes, I'm ready. So I got him to Grapevine, got him in Polar Ice there for the remainder of the season. And then fast forward, the following few seasons, I coached him at Mite. He was playing with kids that were like 2 or 3 years older. So it was a challenge for him. But and then I did coach
pims.
Him the first. What's that?
A lot of tripping pims.
A lot of pims.
Oh, yeah. He had to use a stick to kind of catch up. But. And then at the Stars Elite, when we got to Squirt Minor and Squirt Major, I was his coach for the first couple of years. But I always told him, I said, Cross, I'm your hockey coach at the rink. I'm not dad at the rink, so I'm going to be treating you like everyone else and even harder, you know? And so, you know, he would kind of still think I'm dad, and he would kind of think he can get away with stuff, and that wasn't the case. So after 2 years of that, I just said, I told the other coaches in our program, I said, it would be in the best interest for both of us that one of you guys start to coach him. And he hears a different voice. And so I just knew that it was time as a dad to have a different voice and, you know, not be the dad that coaches. Because, I mean, it could be a negative. And I just felt like it was time to move on after coaching him for 4 years. So
I would imagine Cross maybe had one or two additional comments after those games, maybe every now and then, too, yeah. On the way.
Well, there was a lot of games where I got parked in the middle of the bench for doing something. So that's what we... Then, one thing led to another, so.
Yeah. Seems like it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, it was good.
For the Stars fans that are here tonight, I want to throw some names out and get your overall thoughts on your teammates. Artu Huru.
Man, he's unreal. That guy's like we kind of call him like a robot, kind of. Like, he's like one of the smartest guys you'll ever meet. And, man, he just plays the game so well, and he's so smart. He's like one of the best face-off guys I've ever seen that I've come through. And obviously you guys probably saw that towards the end of the year when he was up in Dallas and in the playoffs. Like, he's taking all the big draws. And, man, he's just a great kid. And I'm excited to watch him next year for sure and years to come for sure. He's going to be great.
The Ritzkovian brothers.
Ritzies, yeah. So funny thing about the big Ritzy. Was in juniors during COVID, when the Western League wasn't playing, I had to go to the USHL and play for a couple months. And Ritzy auto-shedded me at center ice one game. Big Ritzy. And it was kind of like a little wrestling match at the thing. I had no idea this was my first fight I got into. I had no idea what I was doing. And obviously he's a big, strong guy also, and I had no idea. And last summer when we were like skating, I was like, remember when we when you jumped me in the center ice? And he's like, no, I don't remember that. What do you mean? So that was pretty funny. But man, he works his tail off, and he's earned everything that he's gotten. Again, another guy I'm excited to watch next year. He's gonna be great. And then little Ritzy came in at the end of the year with us last year, and completely different player. He's smaller, super skilled, super quick. Can find the back now. He's gonna be a really good player for Texas this year. Probably be a guy that puts up a lot of numbers. So,
Trey Taylor.
Yeah, man. He was probably one of my best buddies in Austin. He's a absolute clown. Great guy. I love that guy to death. And man, his skating ability is second to none. Man, he can fly. And don't be surprised if he gets a chance here soon. And he makes that next jump soon too. He's definitely got high end skating ability. So.
Now, Pops, when Robert and I went to cover your son, he did a great thing. It was singles night at the game.
Yeah.
And I asked Trey Taylor, I'm like, you know, can I use your name? And he's like, nah, man, you're a good guy. Cross, on the other hand, is like, yes. He's like, say I'm your skills coach. So to get something. It didn't work, but it was still nice. Yeah. But I got a tap on the shoulder after the game, and he said, did you get the primary assist?
Yeah.
So it was a beauty. It was
a funny time.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Thank you guys for coming tonight. This has been great. Let's give it up for Cross and Trevor Hannes. Thanks.